Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS.
How far are we to GPT-4V? Closing the gap to commercial multimodal models with open source suites. Authored 2024 by Jay Chen, Weiyun Wang, Hao Tian, Shenglong Yi, Zhangwei Gao, Erfei Kui, Wenwen Tang, Kongzi Hu, Jiapeng Luo, Zheng Ma, Ji Ma, Jiaqi Wang, Xiao Wendong, Hang Yan, Hu Guo, Kongwihi, Zhenzhang Jin, Chao Chao Xu, Bin Wang, Xingjian Wei, Wei Li, Wenjian Zhang, Lui Lu, Shizhou Zhu, Tong Lu, Dahua Lin, Yu Chao. Abstract. In this report, we introduce Intern VL 1.5, an open-source multimodal large language model, MLLM, to bridge the capability gap between open-source and proprietary commercial models in multimodal understanding. We introduce three simple improvements. 1. Strong vision encoder. We explored a continuous learning strategy for the large-scale vision foundation model, INTERNVIT-6B, boosting its visual understanding capabilities and making it can be transferred and reused in different LLMs. 2. Dynamic high resolution. We divide images into tiles ranging from 1 to 40 of 448 x 448 pixels according to the aspect ratio and resolution of the input images, which supports up to 4K resolution input. 3. High-quality bilingual dataset. We carefully collected a high-quality bilingual dataset that covers common scenes, document images, and annotated them with English and Chinese question-answer pairs, significantly enhancing performance in OC-RAN Chinese-related tasks. We evaluate Intern VL 1.5 through a series of benchmarks and comparative studies. Compared to both open-source and proprietary commercial models, Intern VL 1.5 shows competitive performance, achieving state-of-the-art results in 8 of 18 multimodal benchmarks. 1. Introduction. Large language models, LLMs, have been instrumental in advancing artificial general intelligence, AGI, systems, *equal contribution. Interns at OpenGV Lab, Shanghai AI Laboratory. B. Corresponding author, Wangwenhai at pjlab.org.cn. Demonstrating remarkable abilities in processing open-world language tasks, leveraging the advancements in LLMs, multimodal large language models, MLLMs, reference 5, 18, 23, 62, 63, 84, 92,116,142, have made significant strides, facilitating complex vision language dialogues and interactions that bridge the gap between textual and visual information. Despite these achievements, there remains a noticeable divide between the capabilities of open-source models and proprietary commercial models, e.g., GPT-4V, reference 87, Gemini series, reference 92,107, and QuenVL Max, reference 5. This gap is mainly reflected in the following three aspects. 1. Parameter scale. Recent proprietary commercial MLLMs, reference 5, 87, 92,102, typically scales not less than 100 billion parameters, while open-source models commonly employ a 300 million parameter vision foundation model, VFM, which is integrated with either a 7 billion or 13 billion LLMs. 2. Image resolution. Proprietary commercial models typically employ a dynamic resolution approach, preserving the original aspect ratio to facilitate detailed scene and document understanding. In contrast, open-source models generally train with fixed resolutions, reference 18, 23, 62, 71,117,142, such as 336 x 336 and 448 x 448, leading to a considerable gap in capabilities relative to commercial counterparts. 3. Multilingual capability. Proprietary models often leverage extensive multilingual datasets for training, enhancing their performance across diverse languages. However, open-source models predominantly utilize English data, relying on the zero-shot capabilities of LLMs for other languages, e.g. LLAVA Next, reference 64. This results in suboptimal performance in non-English scene understanding and OCR tasks. To bridge the gap, we introduce Intern VL 1.5, integrating three major improvements to enhance its performance and usability. 1. We implement a continuous learning approach to a large-scale VFM, INTERNVIT6B. Reference 18. Refining it using high-quality image text data. This process not only enhances the model's ability to understand visual content but also improves its adaptability across various LLMs. In addition, using InternLM 2-20B, reference 11, as the language foundation model also offers robust initial language processing capabilities. 2. We adopt a dynamic high-resolution strategy that segments images into 448x448 tiles, with the number of tiles ranging from 1 to 40, i.e., 4K resolution, based on the aspect ratio and resolution of the images. To capture global context, we additionally include a thumbnail view. 3. We gather a diverse collection of public datasets, covering high-quality natural scenes, charts, documents, and conversations in both English and Chinese. Additionally, we develop a data translation pipeline using open-source LLMs, which can be easily extended to more languages. These designs endow our model with several advantages. 1. Flexible resolution. Similar to the low or high modes available in GPT-4V. Reference 87. InternVL 1.5 enables users to select the optimal resolution for their images, such as using low resolution for scene subject description and high resolution, up to 4K resolution, for document understanding, effectively balancing computational efficiency with detail preservation. 2. Bilingual proficiency. InternVL 1.5 exhibits robust bilingual capabilities, proficiently handling multimodal perception and understanding tasks in both English and Chinese. Notably, in tasks related to Chinese, our model generally outperforms the leading commercial model GPT-4V, reference 87. 3. Strong visual representation. By implementing a continuous learning strategy, we enhance the visual representation capabilities of INTERNVIT6B, reference 18, making it robust to flexible input resolution and various visual domains. Benefiting from InternVIT6B's massive parameters, our model achieves a level of visual representation that rivals the linguistic capabilities of LLMs with more than 20 billion parameters. This synergy between visual and linguistic processing endows our system with robust multimodal capabilities. We evaluated InternVL 1.5 on 18 representative multimodal benchmarks, which are categorized into four specific groups: OCR-related, general multimodal, mathematical, and multi-turn conversation benchmarks. Compared to both open-source and proprietary models, InternVL 1.5 shows competitive performance, achieving state-of-the-art results in 8 of 18 benchmarks. Notably, as shown in Figure 1, it even surpasses leading proprietary models like Grok 1.5 Volts, Reference 125, GPT-4V, Reference 87, Claude 3 Opus, Reference 3, and Gemini Pro 1.5, Reference 92, in four specific benchmarks, particularly in OCR-related datasets such as TextVQA, Reference 100, ChartQA, Reference 81, and DOCVQA, Reference 82. This evaluation indicates that InternVL 1.5 has effectively narrowed the gap between open-source models and leading commercial models. We hope that our approach and open-source model weights can contribute to the development of the MLLM community. 2. Related Work 2.1. Proprietary Commercial MLLMs Large Language Models, LLMs, Reference 1, 4, 7, 8, 11, 25 septillion 104 sextillion 106 quintillion 108 quadrillion 112 trillion 113 billion 122,123,141 have greatly advanced AGI by enabling complex language tasks previously thought human-exclusive. Building on this, the development of proprietary commercial MLLMs represents a significant evolution. For example, OpenAI's GPT-4V, Reference 87, extends GPT-4's capabilities by incorporating visual inputs, allowing it to handle both text and image content, which stands as a significant development in the domain of MLLMs. Afterward, Google's Gemini series progresses from Gemini 1.0, Reference 107, to Gemini 1.5, Reference 92, enhancing MLLMs with the ability to process text, images, and audio and support up to 1 million tokens, which boosts performance significantly. The QuenVL Plus, Max are Alibaba's leading models in the QuenVL series. Reference 5. Renowned for superior capacity in multimodal tasks without needing OCR tools. Recent advancements in proprietary MLLMs include Anthropic's Claude 3 Volt series. Reference 3. HyperGuy's HPT Pro. Reference 35. Apple's M1, Reference 84, StepFund's Step 1 Volt, reference 102, and Zay's Grok 1.5 volts, reference 125. 2. Open source MLLMs. The development of open source MLLMs, reference 2, 13, 43, 48, 51, 55, 56, 69, 70 sextillion 103 quintillion 110 quadrillion 118 trillion 120 billion 124 million 138,139 has significantly influenced the AGI landscape by integrating and enhancing capabilities in processing both visual and textual data. Over the past year, many open-source MLLMs have become well-known, including the LLAVA series, 62-64, MINIGPT-4, reference 142, Vision LLM, reference 116, Quen VL, reference 5, Cog VLM, reference 117, Shikra, reference 15, and others, reference 18, 23, 90,119. However, these models are typically trained on images with small, fixed resolutions such as 336x336 or 448x448, which leads to suboptimal performance on images with unusual aspect ratios or document data. To address this issue, many approaches have been explored for training on high-resolution images. Currently, there are two common technical routes. One involves designing a dual-branch image encoder, reference 32, 53, 76, 77,121, and the other involves dividing a high-resolution image into many low-resolution tiles, reference 24, 33, 47, 55, 57, 64, 68,126,127. Despite these explorations in high-resolution training, these open-source models still exhibit significant gaps in understanding documents, charts, and infographics, as well as recognizing scene texts, compared to leading commercial models. 2.3. Vision Foundation Models for MLLMs. Vision Foundation Models, VFMs, are a focal point of research within the MLLM community. Currently, models like ClipVit, reference 91, and SIGLIP, reference 136, are prevalently utilized. However, many studies have been conducted to find the most suitable vision encoders for MLLMs, 57, 71, 76,111. For instance, Tong et al., reference 111, observed notable differences in the visual patterns of CLIP and DINOV2, reference 88, leading to the development of a mixture of features module that combines these two VFMs. LLAVAHR, reference 76, introduced a dual-branch vision encoder utilizing ClipVit for low-resolution pathways and ClipConV next for high-resolution pathways. Similarly, DeepSeek VL, reference 71, adopted a dual vision encoder design, using SIGLIPL for low-resolution images and SAMB for high-resolution images. In this report, we propose a continuous learning strategy for our Vision Foundation model, INTERNVIT-6B, reference 18, which continuously boosts the visual understanding capabilities and can be transferred and reused across different LLMs. 3. Intern VL 1.53.1. Overall architecture as illustrated in Figure 3, Intern VL 1.5 employs an architecture akin to widely used open-source MLLMs, specifically the VitMLPLLM configuration referenced in various existing studies, 18, 23, 62-64, 71,142. Our implementation of this architecture integrates a pre-trained INTERNVIT-6B, reference 18, with a pre-trained intern LM2-20B, reference 11, using a randomly initialized MLP projector. During training, we implemented a dynamic resolution strategy, dividing images into tiles of 448x448 pixels in sizes ranging from 1 to 12, based on the aspect ratio and resolution of the input images. During testing, this can be zero-shot scaled up to 40 tiles, i.e., 4K resolution. To enhance scalability for high resolution, we simply employed a pixel shuffle operation to reduce the number of visual tokens to 1/4 of the original. Therefore, in our model, a 448x448 image is represented by 256 visual tokens. 3.2. Strong vision encoder in existing MLLMs, 5, 23, 62-64, 78,142. The most commonly used vision foundation model is typically a contrastively pre-trained VIT, reference 18, 36, 91,136. However, These vits are commonly trained on image text pairs crawled from the internet at a fixed low resolution, e.g., 224x224, so their performance degrades when tasked with processing high-resolution images or images from sources other than the internet, such as document images. INTERNVIT6B448PXV1.2. To address this issue, the Intern VL 1.2 update involved continuous pre-training of the INTERNVIT6B model. First, we found that the features from the fourth to last layer perform best for multimodal tasks, so we directly discarded the weights of the last three layers, reducing INTERNVIT6B from 48 layers to 45 layers. Then, we increased the resolution of INTERNVIT6B from 224 to 448 and integrated it with Neuse Hermes 2E34B, reference 130. To equip the model with high-resolution processing and OCR capabilities, both the vision encoder and the MLP were activated for training, utilizing a mix of image captioning, reference 10, 17, 90, 93,100, and OCR-specific datasets, reference 29, 94. The newly derived intern vit weights from this process were released as INTERNVIT6B448PXV1.21. INTERNVIT6B448PXV1.5. The development of Intern VL 1.5 continues the pre-training of the strong foundation of INTERNVIT6B448PXV1.2. In this update, the resolution of training images is expanded from fixed 448x448 to dynamic 448x448, where the basic tile size is 448x448 and the number of tiles ranges from 1 to 12. Additionally, we enhance the data scale, quality, and diversity of the pre-training dataset, resulting in the powerful robustness, OCR capability, and high-resolution processing capability of our 1.5 version model 2. Details of the dynamic resolution and training datasets are described in sections 3.3 and 3.4. It is noteworthy that despite the LLM in Intern VL 1.5 being changed from Neuse Hermes 2E34B to Intern LM 220B, reference 11, the Intern VIT maintained excellent compatibility and portability with the new LLM. This suggests that the visual features learned by INTERNVIT6B during the pre-training stage of MLLMs are broadly applicable and not tightly bound to the specific LLM. 3.3. Dynamic High Resolution. Inspired by U-Reader, reference 127, we adopt a dynamic high-resolution training approach that effectively adapts to the varying resolutions and aspect ratios of input images. This method leverages the flexibility of segmenting images into tiles, enhancing the model's ability to process detailed visual information while accommodating diverse image resolutions. It mainly consists of the following steps: dynamic aspect ratio matching. As shown in Figure 4, to maintain natural aspect ratios during processing, we dynamically match the optimal aspect ratio from a predefined set of aspect ratios. Due to limited computational resources, we allow a maximum of 12 tiles during training. Consequently, this set includes all 35 possible combinations of aspect ratios formed by 1 to 12 tiles, such as 1 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 1, 3 to 1, 2 to 6. During the matching process, for each input image, we calculate its aspect ratio and compare it with the 35 predefined aspect ratios by measuring the absolute difference. If multiple predefined aspect ratios match, e.g., 1 to 1 and 2 to 2, we prioritize the one not exceeding twice the input image's area, thereby preventing excessive enlargement of low-resolution images. Image division and thumbnail. Once an appropriate aspect ratio is determined, the image is resized to the corresponding resolution. For example, an 800x1300 image will be resized to 896x1344. The resized image is then divided into tiles of 448x448 pixels. Alongside the tiles, we include a thumbnail of the entire image to capture the global context. This thumbnail is scaled down to 448x448, aiding the model in understanding the overall scene. Therefore, during training, the number of visual tokens ranges from 256 to 3,328. During testing, the number of tiles can increase to a maximum of 40, resulting in 10,496 visual tokens. 3.4. High-quality bilingual dataset, pre-training dataset. The pre-training dataset utilized in our Intern VL 1.5 encompasses a diverse range of publicly accessible sources. We provide an overview of these datasets in Table 1A. These datasets span multi-4. For scientific image understanding, datasets like AI2D, reference 39, ScienceQA, reference 73, and TQA, reference 40, provide content-rich scenarios to enhance the model's ability to interpret scientific diagrams and texts. Chart interpretation is bolstered by ChartQA, reference 81, MMC-INST, reference 61, and PlotQA, reference 85, which train the model to analyze and understand chart images. Mathematics datasets such as GeoQA+, reference 12, TabMWP, reference 74, and MathQA, reference 132, introduce complex numerical and geometric problem-solving tasks. Knowledge-based QA benefits from the inclusion of datasets like KVQA, reference 96, and bilingual Wikipedia, reference 31, enabling the model to extract and reason with factual information across multiple languages. For tasks involving OCR, we utilize OCRVQA, reference 86, TextVQA, reference 100, and several datasets focused on Chinese and English text recognition, such as SynthDOG, reference 41, to improve text recognition from images. Document understanding is advanced through datasets like DOCVQA, reference 82, and Common Crawl PDFs, which help the model for real-world document analysis. Visual grounding is trained using RefCoco, reference 79131, and Visual Genome, reference 42, aiding the model in precise object localization within images. In the realm of multimodal conversation, datasets like LLAVA 150K, reference 63, and ALAVA, reference 14, enhance the model's dialogic capabilities by simulating interactive and engaging scenarios. Lastly, text-only datasets include OpenHermes 2.5, reference 109, Alpaca GPT-4, reference 106, among others, reference 6141, which are used to maintain the original linguistic capabilities of the LLM. In summary, these datasets together establish a rich and diverse foundation for fine-tuning, which enhances our model's ability to handle a wide range of multimodal tasks and ensures its readiness for practical applications. Data translation pipeline. As shown in Figure 5, to enhance our model's multilingual capabilities, we implemented a data translation pipeline. This pipeline utilizes state-of-the-art open-source LLMs, reference 4, 11130, or GPT 3.5 to convert English datasets to another language, e.g., Chinese, maintaining consistency and precision in bilingual labeling. Moreover, it can readily expand to encompass more languages by adjusting the language prompt, without relying on manual annotation processes. In Table 1, we have annotated the language for each dataset. For a dataset that was originally in English, an annotation as ZH indicates that we have translated it into Chinese using the translation pipeline. For example, Koyo, reference 10, and Grit, reference 90, were originally English datasets, and we have translated them into Chinese. By leveraging this translation pipeline, the Chinese capabilities of Intern VL 1.5 have been greatly enhanced. 4. Experiments. 4.1. Implementation details. Intern VL 1.5 was developed by integrating the Intern VIT-6B, reference 18, vision encoder with the Intern LM2-20B, reference 11, language model, using a dynamic high-resolution strategy. In this approach, images are segmented into 448x448 pixel tiles, with the number of tiles ranging up to 12 based on the image's aspect ratio and resolution during training. In testing phases, the model could handle up to 40 tiles, equivalent to 4K resolution, demonstrating its adaptability to high-resolution inputs in a zero-shot manner. Notably, we built our model based on the CHAD version of Intern LM2-20B rather than the base model. The training of Intern VL 1.5 was divided into two stages. Initially, the pre-training stage focused on training the INTERN VIT-6B vision encoder and the MLP projector to optimize visual feature extraction. Subsequently, the entire model's 26 billion parameters were fine-tuned to enhance multimodal capabilities. In both two stages of training, we use a context length of 4096 and adopt the same response formatting prompts as LLAVA 1.5, reference 52. Additionally, the evaluation was mainly supported by VLM Eval Kit, reference 21. 4.2. Comparison with state-of-the-art MLLMs. 4.2.1 quantitative results on 18 benchmarks. In this section, we conduct an extensive evaluation across a series of benchmarks to assess our model's multimodal un-open Conva bench, pairwise grading, Conva bench, direct grading, model source hashtag param R1R2S1S2S3SOR1R2S1S2S3SOGPT4V. Reference 1. -39.51 38.47 38.47 39.34 37.61 40.557.097.307.307.487.126.88 Claude 3 Opus. Reference 3. -36.60 37.49 38.99 39.17 34.32 35.706.546.756.536.04 6.686.32 Rake a Flash. Reference 89. -25.60 24.67 25.13 27.56.26.526.786.866.936.266.4 16.70 Gemini Pro 1.0. Reference 107. -8.448.559.01.9.367.288.324.424.605.184.954.664.24 Share GPT-4V13B. Reference 16. 13B17.5617.45.17.85.18.72.15.77.17.684.85.035.165.064.664.667 LLAVA 1.5 to 13B. Reference 62. 13B16.93 18.08 20.45 18.02 15.77 15.774.945.145.135.145.035.414.994.74 X Composer 2. Reference 23. 8B15.83 16.41 17.16 19.06 13.00 15.255.825.985.985.986.175.785.66 MPLUG OWL 2. Reference 128. 8B14.93 15.83 17.16 12.82 14.045.045.174.985.384.144.91 Quen VL Chat. Reference 5. 10B14.33 14.62 16.29 18.379.1914.045.545.655.965.965.786.225.43 MINI GPT-4. Reference 142. 8B10.95 10.80 11.61 11.279.53 11.093.854.043.994.403.794.464 3.994.404 3.994.404 3.994.404 3.993.464 LAMA AV2. Reference 27. 7B9.049.59 8.84 10.929.018.494.774.914.775.475.474.84.64 Intern VL 1.2 Rs. 40B21.1722.4124.9621.3120.9719.935.495.695.805.685.395.29 Intern VL 1.5 Rs. 26B17.65 20.22 26.00 17.33 17.33 15.085.605.766.115.965.455.255.43. Open MMT bench model source hashtag param overall asterisk GPT-4V. Reference 1. -62.055.5 Quen VL Plus. Reference 4. -62.356.6 Gemini Pro 1.0. Reference 107. -61.655.1 Claude 3 Haiku. Reference 3. -52.246.4 LLAVA Next. Reference 64. 35B60.856.3 X Composer 2. reference 23, 8B55.750.OBLIP2XXL, reference 50, 12B54.849.1YVL34B, reference 130, 35B54.248.6MonkeyChat, reference 107, 10B53.446.0DeepSeekVL, reference 71, 7B53.246.5CogVLMChat, reference 117, 17B51.644.2InternVL1.2, ARS, 40B63.458.2InternVL1.5, ARS, 26B59.056.2. Table 3. Comparison with SOTA models on ConvaBench and MMT Bench. ConvaBench, reference 65, is a multi-turn conversation evaluation benchmark designed for MLLMs. The table presents win rates against humans, where S1, S2, and S3 represent the scores for perception, reasoning, and creation, respectively. R2 is calculated as S1 plus S2 plus S3, 3, reflecting the average performance across three turns. R1 is derived from R2 plus SO, 2, indicating the model's overall score. MMT Bench, reference 129, is a comprehensive benchmark designed to assess MLLMs across massive multimodal tasks requiring expert knowledge and deliberate visual recognition, localization, reasoning, and planning. The overall score is computed across 162 subtasks, excluding visual recognition as denoted by asterisk. Understanding and reasoning capability. The benchmarks employed in our study are categorized into four distinct types: OCR-related, general multimodal, mathematical, and multiturn conversation benchmarks. As depicted in Table 2, InternVL 1.5 exhibits leading performance across the majority of these benchmarks. OCR-related image understanding. We evaluate the model performance across four key dimensions of OCR: document comprehension, DOCVQA, reference 82, chart understanding, chart QA, reference 81, infographic understanding, infographic VQA, reference 83, and scene text interpretation, text VQA, reference 100. Additionally, we employ OCR Bench, reference 67, to perform a comprehensive evaluation of the model's overall OCR capabilities. As shown in Table 2, our model demonstrated comparable performance to proprietary models on these benchmarks and significantly outperformed the open-source LLaVA Next, reference 64, as well as InternVL 1.2, the predecessor of InternVL 1.5. Notably, our model achieves state-of-the-art performance on ChartQA and OCR Bench, outperforming all competing proprietary models. General multimodal evaluation. In addition to OCR-related benchmarks, we tested our model on several general multimodal benchmarks. We used real-world QA, reference 125, to evaluate the model's real-world spatial understanding capabilities. Hallucin Bench, reference 30, was employed to assess its ability to control hallucinations. Additionally, MMMU, reference 135, was utilized to evaluate the model's multidisciplinary capabilities, and AI2D, reference 39, to assess its understanding of science diagrams. We also tested the model's proficiency in Chinese and understanding of Chinese culture with the MM Bench CN test, reference 66, and CC Bench, reference 66, respectively. Other comprehensive benchmarks such as ME, reference 26, MM Bench EN, reference 66, MM VET, reference 133, SEED, reference 46, and MMT Bench, reference 129, were also used to assess the model's visual understanding and reasoning abilities. Compared to other open-source models like TextMonkey, reference 68, DOCOWL 1.5, reference 33, and LLaVA Next, reference 64, our InternVL 1.5 significantly closes the gap with proprietary models in these benchmarks. Specifically, our model achieves the best performance on Hallucin Bench, reference 30, demonstrating its outstanding ability to reduce hallucinations. Moreover, thanks to our high-quality bilingual dataset, our model exhibits robust Chinese language capabilities, significantly surpassing both open-source and proprietary methods on MM Bench CN and CC Bench. However, while InternVL 1.5 surpasses MM1, reference 84, and is comparable to Gemini Pro 1.0, reference 107, on MMMU, it shows a slight decline from its predecessor, InternVL 1.2. We attribute this modest decrement to the smaller size of the language model, a phenomenon similarly observed in the MMT bench. Reference 129. Results, as shown in Table 3. Math Reasoning, Math Vista, Reference 75, as a benchmark designed to integrate challenges from various mathematical and visual tasks. Completing these tasks requires a deep understanding of visuals, logical thinking, and math knowledge, areas where many proprietary commercial models encounter significant difficulties. As shown in Table 2, our model outperforms others, including GPT-4V, Reference 87, by a clear margin in this benchmark, showcasing its ability to handle mathematically demanding tasks. Multi-turn conversation. Compared to single-turn dialogues, multi-turn conversations align more with human preferences. In practical usage, multi-turn dialogue is the preferred mode for general-purpose assistants to engage with humans in solving a variety of tasks. Therefore, we opt to utilize ConvaBench, Reference 65, for evaluating multi-turn conversations, which progressively assesses the perception, reasoning, and creativity capabilities of MLLMs. As depicted in Table 3, InternVL exhibits leading performance among open-source models, albeit still trailing behind GPT-4V by a considerable margin. Going forward, we will continue refining InternVL's capabilities in multi-turn conversations. 4.3. Ablation Study. Larger LLMs need larger VFMs. In this study, we investigate the interplay between LLMs and VFMs. The comparison involves two open-source MLLMs, LLAVA Next, Reference 64, and InternVL 1.2, each equipped with LLMs of 34 billion parameters. Notably, although both models employ LLMs of the same scale, InternVL 1.2 incorporates a significantly larger VFM, with 6 billion parameters, compared to LLAVA Next's 300 million parameters. Since the data for LLAVA Next is not available, we created a similar dataset ourselves. Additionally, InternVL 1.2 was trained at a fixed resolution of 448x448, while LLAVA Next used a higher dynamic resolution of 672x672. Therefore, this comparison is not entirely fair or equivalent. Nevertheless, the findings still reveal noteworthy insights. For example, after excluding 5 OCR-related datasets, ConvaBench, and real-world QA, InternVL 1.2 outperformed LLAVA Next in 9 out of the remaining 11 datasets. This performance difference supports our hypothesis that for a large-scale LLM, e.g., 34B, a larger VFM, e.g., 6B, can effectively improve the model's ability to handle complex multimodal tasks, thereby enhancing the overall performance. Dynamic resolution matters. As shown in Figure 6, we investigated the effectiveness of dynamic resolution across various multimodal benchmarks. We found that not all tasks require high resolution. Specifically, tasks related to OCR, such as DOCVQA, InfoVQA, TextVQA, and OCR Bench, benefit from increased resolution. However, tasks like AI2D, MMMU, MMBench, and HallucinBench X. Figure 7. Examples for general QA. Blue highlights the standout answers, while red highlights incorrect responses. Hibbit a slight decline in performance at higher resolutions. Overall, InternVL 1.5 demonstrates strong robustness to dynamic resolution. It can adjust the resolution based on the specific requirements of each task, ensuring optimal performance where high resolution is beneficial and conserving resources where it is not. 4.3.1 Qualitative results on different scenes. In previous sections, we evaluated our model across various benchmarks and observed its strong performance. In this section, we conduct a qualitative comparison of our model with GPT-4V, Reference 87, across diverse scenarios, including general QA, OCR-related QA, scientific understanding, Chinese traditional culture, object localization, and multi-image dialogue. We aim to demonstrate the practicality and versatility of our model in real-world applications, offering insights from the perspective of actual user experience. General QA. To compare the general capabilities of InternVL 1.5 and GPT-4V, we first conducted an experiment involving simple user queries with images requiring general knowledge. As shown on the left side of Figure 7, both two models respond accurately to the query, showcasing their proficiency in general topics. As shown on the right side of Figure 7, GPT-4V may excessively refuse to answer some questions due to its involvement in personal privacy. OCR-related QA. We conducted an evaluation to compare the OCR capabilities of our InternVL 1.5 model against GPT-4V. On the left side of Figure 8, the first prompt aimed to measure the model's ability to understand Chinese scenes. In this instance, GPT-4V cannot extract all useful information in the image. On the right side of Figure 8, both GPT-4V and our model have good performance on chart understanding. Scientific understanding. Evaluating the capabilities of models in scientific understanding reasoning tasks is essential for advancing computational intelligence, particularly in contexts requiring in-domain knowledge and logical reasoning. In our study, we compared the performance of our intern VL1.5 model with GPT-4V by administering complex multidisciplinary problems designed to assess the accuracy of their reasoning. In Figure 9, for the first question, both models accurately answered and provided an analysis from an aerodynamic perspective. For the second question, our model precisely analyzed the elements depicted in the image and provided the correct response, whereas GPT-4V speculated on the trend of amino acid transport. These results suggest that our method and GPT-4V exhibit comparable capabilities in scientific understanding and reasoning. Chinese traditional culture. We selected two typical multimodal examples related to traditional Chinese art to evaluate our model. As illustrated in Figure 10, both intern VL1.5 and GPT-4V correctly recognize the Chinese traditional culture depicted in the image. Notably, intern VL1.5 demonstrates a deeper understanding of this culture, as multi-image dialogue. As shown in Figure 12, in this experiment, we ask intern VL1.5 and GPT-4V to compare the similarities and differences between the two images. As can be seen, both GPT-4V and intern VL1.5 provide detailed and accurate responses. Through this experiment, we discovered that although intern VL1.5 was trained solely on 5. Conclusion. This work introduced intern VL1.5, an open-source MLLM designed to narrow the performance gap between open-source and proprietary models in multimodal understanding. By integrating a strong vision encoder with continuous learning capabilities, adopting a dynamic high-resolution strategy, and utilizing a high-quality bilingual dataset, intern VL1.5 has demonstrated robust performance across a variety of benchmarks. Our evaluations indicate that the model achieves competitive performance with leading proprietary models, excelling particularly in OCR-related tasks and showing significant improvements in Chinese-related scene understanding. While intern VL1.5 has contributed to the open-source multimodal understanding, the field continues to evolve with many challenges ahead. We aspire to further enhance Internval's capabilities and invite collaboration with the global research community, hoping to enrich and expand the reach of open-source models together.
Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.